Indeed, it is a whirlwind experience, a whirlwind time to travel to Holy Mother Earth. You see, you are being afforded the enlightenment experience. It is quite a grand opportunity, and it is here to stay. So, what we are suggesting then is you gear up for a new reality, to understand that this new reality is not going to come down to you like a care package. Oh, well, here's my care package, my name's on it. All I have to do is catch it, open it up, and place the materials that are in the box, and presto, enlightenment. Instead, dear ones, it is a matter of creating your own enlightenment. The channeler's son is in the process of creating an art project for his middle school presentation. So they have been dutifully working on it and practicing drawing and adding colors and so on and so forth. It is not magically going to appear on the paper, you see. He has to draw it. He has to create it. He has to design it. And that is what we are asking you to do, precious beings of the light. We are asking you to design your new reality. In other words, you choose the form. You choose the layout. You choose the dimensions. You choose if you would like to learn a particular skill. Right now, we are learning the angles of how to make the ship. You see, it requires a certain angle to come off proportionally. So that is what we are practicing. The question, dear ones, is what are you practicing? You see, the son, Benjamin, he is getting better and better at drawing the ships through practice. So, if you would like to exist in 5D reality, in 4D reality, if you have had enough of this 3D bicker and banter and trouble and on, we do not need to belabor our point. You live there, you reside in that conscious space, so you know of which we speak. Then it is simply a matter of taking out your drawing pencils and practicing riding the waves of the higher awareness. You see, if you want to be a good surfer and ride the waves, you do not see it in the comfort of your house watching the telly. You will get yourself to the nearest ocean, take your surfboard, and you will practice, and you will practice, and you will practice. And you will find the ones that ride the waves the best are the ones that have been out there dutifully practicing. Others are going to sleep, taking a nap, having another drink, but the one that really makes the marks are the ones that get up early and stay there late and practice. So, this is what we are suggesting to all of you at this time. It is time to practice the new thought systems. It is time to practice the experience of being without the thoughts at all. It is time to practice creating this new 5D reality. You see, each of you are starting to slip in and out of it at different moments. You all would agree, would you not? It is literally this close to you, and you are creating it. So when you have those moments of the exquisite peace, when you have the moments of the enlightened awareness, when you have the giggles almost of the joy, when you have the breathtaking sunsets, whatever it may be that transfers you to a new awareness, a new conscious state, this is moving up. This is seeing things from God's eyes. This is seeing the truth. And the truth, of course, is love. Every time that you see not love, unlike love, you can be assured that you have dropped down temporarily. You see, we are using our words specifically because we would like to suggest, propose, that you envision yourself dropping down to 3D. Do you see? Because why, dear ones? Because your new state is to be higher. Understand? So it is a new benchmark. It is a new norm. Oh, I understand. I am seeing things through limitations. I am seeing through egoic eyes. I am seeing through the judgment. I get it. Time to release. You see, as you become a little bit more, how shall we say, disciplined, another subject brought up today in our house, You see, this is what we would like to remind to the channeler when she reviews the lesson later on in the recording. You see, when she discusses the need for disciplined behavior, disciplined action, taking care of your assignments, she is simply talking with herself. You see, there really is no sun. This is just an extension of self. So she will have a mighty giggle when she listens. So the point is to embrace the art of discipline and not see this as something to be avoided. Well, discipline, I don't need any more work. I already have my job. I already have my chores. Who really needs more discipline in one's life? I want to relax. Isn't that what spirituality is all about? Dear ones, joy. The reason for the need for discipline is so that you can experience more of the joy. The mind is very busy. It is called the monkey mind, and you know why. Because it jumps from here to there to here. It will keep you busy for eons if you allow it. The idea, precious beings, is to embrace the joy, embrace the newness of life. You see, you are in the process of embarking on life in a new dimensionality, a new perspective, a new focus. And it does require a bit of discipline. It requires the decision to choose. I choose a higher perspective. I choose to walk in love. I choose to see myself with love. I choose to treat myself and all others with love, with respect, with joy, with forgiveness, with harmony. And when I find myself in a lower vibration, it is a reminder to choose again. You see, if you don't have the forethought ahead of time, if you don't have the lesson plan, if you don't have the business plan, if you don't have the foresight to decide what your steps are going to be, then really it is a bit of a free-for-all, is it not? So understand, you are going to run into the judgment. You are going to run into the ego problems. That is what the ego does. It has strung out for you a list of problems from now until the body is laid to rest. Do you see? It is really not a question of if, it is more so when. They are strategically placed to keep you busy the rest of your life. They are strategically placed to ensure that you retain, keep alive the ego. It is as simple as that. So let's start with that as the building block. There are going to be a string of problems. I can count on that because I am living the ego script. As long as I choose to believe in the ego script, you see? So, as each opportunity presents itself, knowing it will, it is not that we're manifesting it to be the case because we are discussing it. It is not that we are commanding it to be the case. It is simply the way it is in duality. There is the separation. That is what duality is. So as long as there is the separation, you will always bring to yourself the experiences to feel separate from. Does that make sense? So in other words, whatever you need, you will be at a loss for it. You will feel separate from it. Whether you want to feel the love, whether you want the expanded golden coins in your pocketbook, whatever it is that you want, the ego will call to you the experience of separation from. That is just the way it works. This is what duality is about. It is about the dual, the two, one, two, separate. It is the illusion. It is representative of your belief that you have separated from your creator, that you are separate from God, that you are separate from your God self. And that is the name of the game. So you see, dear ones, it is important to make a decision. Make a decision that it is time to lay down the ego before needing to lay down the body. You see, that is a decision that is made. Once you make the decision, then you understand. as each problem arises, as each new ego nuisance presents itself, how can I skip through them with the wings of ascension, with the awareness of my higher self, with the awareness of the higher vibratory rate, the higher choice, the peaceful solution, the harmonious solution? And as we have said in the beginning of our lesson today, these options are available to you. They are literally, literally in the atmosphere waiting for you to attune to them. So whatever you need, whatever crossroad you may be at, when you need to go higher, when you make the decision to not follow the ego script, it is simply a matter of saying, Father, Mother, God, Goddess, I choose again. I do not know what the solution is, but I would like one that serves the all, serves the whole, serves the oneness, keeps my goat, keeps my peace, restores the planet to the kingdom of heaven. Any of those words, any of those sentiments, any of those feelings, any of the strong intention to simply serve love, this is the channeler's new gift. She has decided to serve love. And as many times a day as she gets tripped up, and she will be the first to say she surely does, she knows to return to love. And when she doesn't, she pays the price, emotionally speaking. So this is her calling card, always return to love. So it may serve to come up with a calling card, to come up with some words, to come up with a phrase, to come up with an idea, to come up with a sentiment that will assure you safe travel so that you can skip over the ego putting out its foot, hoping you will trip, expecting you to trip, expecting you to stop. You see, what it is doing is helping you to stall out over your holy plan to advance. Ah, they are marked for enlightenment today, ascension. So let's sort of segue them over here. We will trip them up and get them stuck in an ego problem. That should keep them busy at least a few days, perhaps even a week if we're lucky. You see, it is a bit of the game. It is a bit of the cat and mouse. And it is not something to see as a duel. It is not a fight. You see, when you fight the ego, what happens is you put more belief in the ego. The ego, dear ones, is simply the belief in fear. It is almost, shall we say, not the ego's fault. It simply believes fear is real. And if fear is real, then it is going to believe in separation and attack. And it is wrong. But it is a no thing. It is not to try to convince the ego one way or the other. It is simply to be a good surfer and ride the waves. So these are the instructions. We hope we have served you in this hour, and we look forward to surfing with you through your moments as your days of duality come to an end. We ask you at this time to sit back and to receive the energy of the highest attunement, to receive the energy of your attunement, of your oneness, of your holiness, of your oneness with the all. And as you receive, please know, dear brothers and sisters, for there are those that will be receiving at a separate, what you will refer to as linear time, but in truth, there is only the now. As you receive, know that you are simply acknowledging the truth that there is no separation. The truth is that you already are in the kingdom of heaven. The truth that there really are no needs other than the need to discover your true reality, your true state, your true freedom. So let us take another silent pause and receive. Receive the good news. Receive the blessings. And so it is. Well, thank you everyone for coming, because I would not have been able to receive that had I not stopped and had the session. So I'm getting as helped as everyone else is today. All right, Miss Gina, so you're in New Jersey right now?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep,
awesome.
I'm in Jersey, Frank Allen.
And how can we help you, honey?
Sure. Anything they want to tell me? Is it repeating back? Hold on a second. Hello?
Okay.
I can hear myself. So.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. All right. It's echoing back to me, but all right, now it's okay.
Okay.
All right, so anything that they want to tell me that I should see, and also the second part is, I kind of feel like, and we touched upon this when I did my individual session, but I just kind of feel a little bit like blocked with memory, and I know we've talked about this before, and then kind of opening up in terms of my meditations, etc. I feel like it's on the cusp, and sometimes it's coming through really clear. And I've been doing everything that we talked about in the recording. And I just wanted to make sure that, like, I'm still on course with that, because I almost feel like I'm about to break through on some level there, to see more visions and kind of tap more into the psychic kind of stuff. And so just kind of whatever they could tell me about that and any other message that they might have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so of course. So the first part is you're having problems with memory, but that's not with your meditation. That's just in general with
that's
memory?
That's just in general, and it kind of started, and I know I asked you about this prior. It's not medical. I just
right.
And a lot of it, I already kind of thought it was going to be more or less because of like the spiritual kind of awakening type thing. But I really can't remember mostly anything. Like I don't know where my keys are. Like thank God I have an extra set. But it seems like I'm so sometimes present that like most and a lot of things will come up in my past, like things and I'm recognizing, like you said, to release it, etc. But I don't even tend to now remember a lot of the bad, even, I mean, I do sometimes, or anything for that matter. Memories are kind of shot, and I kind of, so like here, I almost feel like a totally different life, and I guess that's symbolic, I guess, of resurrecting, I guess, at that point, but I didn't know if they'd come back, or if I should be doing something different
okay.
at that point.
Okay. Let me tune in, because you're mentioning a lot of different things, but let me see what I can bring in for you.
Yeah, well, so, whatever singularly.
That's okay. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Gina.
And say it again, please.
Gina.
Well, the whole thing with the memory is it's a little bit of having trouble keeping focused in duality, because you're actually rising above it and existing in other levels and dimensions of reality. So in other words, you're working in the higher dimensions already. So it's a little bit of a juggling game, to learn how to work with and master 3D, because you're actually stepping out of it. So, and that's what's happening, is you're actually attuned to those higher realities. So you get a little bit, not lazy, but your focus just isn't as sharp here because you're actually tuning there. And that actually, say your name one more time, Gina.
Gina.
Yeah, I suspect it's going to be happening for a while, and it may actually get like a little worse before it gets better. In the sense that it's sort of like you already know how this land works. You've already mapped it out. You've done a lot of things in 3D. So you've mastered that. And it's sort of like, it's sort of like when you juggle balls. And you know how to do this part, but you're learning this part. You don't see my hands. You know how to do this part, but you're learning this part. So your focus is over here. And that's where you kind of get a little bit lax over here, because you're really focused on this. It's going to even out. It's going to even out. But it actually may take a little bit of time, to be honest. And you're correct. It's nothing medical, nothing other than it's part of the ascension process. So, make sure you have the second pair of keys. Make notes for yourself so you don't forget stuff. But that's why it's happening. It's happening because you're actually traveling the higher energies. And they're saying, as it should be, because in a sense, you're exactly where you need to be. But that's just like a temporary effect of the process. Okay, so that's the whole thing with the memory. Now, the other question is how to open up more in terms of opening up more, I guess, basically. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say it again.
Gina.
I feel like it's simply a matter of trusting yourself. You're way more equipped than, Gina, say your name one more time.
Gina.
Yeah. You're way more equipped than you realize. What they're showing me is like passports. And I know like you only need one passport if you live in America to go to all these different countries, but they're showing me like passports to all these different countries. So it's like as if to say, you already have the keys to travel to this experience and that, and they're not talking about countries, they're talking about experiences. You already have the passports. You already have like an open pass. Like there's no border that you're gonna have trouble crossing over. It's more so of, one moment. And Gina, say your name again, please.
Gina.
It's more so of giving yourself permission. It's more so of giving yourself permission. And there's a little bit of fear in it. Let me explain this. One moment. The only thing I can equate this to is... It's sort of like coming out of the closet. So if you're homosexual, you know, in our day and age, coming out of the closet, like, you know, some people are really at ease with it, and some people are just wary of the ramifications of it. You know, because once you come out, man, you're out. There's no putting it back in there. And then what are the ramifications? What's going to happen when this person hears, and then that person hears, and then I want to date this person whose mother is that person? Like it just, your mind starts looking at the ramifications of it. And and say your name one more time, Gina.
Gina.
Yeah, there's a little bit of fear. I feel like nobody's keeping you from it than you. And I don't feel like it's anything to be concerned about. What they're saying is the gentle approach is going to be the best approach for you. So it's more so of, it's more so of trying out the hats in your comfortability. So in other words, I don't know why they're using this analogy of coming out of the closet, but we're just going to go with it because they keep using it. So, and we had this discussion before with the Bruce Jenner. I don't know why that keeps coming up. And it was with you. I remember it. It was with you because you were like Bruce Jenner or whatever. Like, you know this part of it. You don't know the old story. But, you know, Bruce Jenner became a transgender, whatever he is now. She is, sorry. And the thing is, what they're saying is there were a lot of stages in preparation for that. It wasn't something he went public with, like, the first day he came up with the idea. So it's something that how do I say this? I personally feel like you have access to full multidimensional status, and I mean that in the most sincere way possible. You remind me a lot of Ryan. Do you know who Ryan is? You guys have like crossed paths because he entered the groups after you were already up in New Jersey.
The young kid?
Yeah, that young boy. But when you tune into him, he's just very multidimensional. Like, when you turn into his energy, his energy's here and it's there and it's there and it's there. And it's almost like a computer grid. And he's very comfortable with it being everywhere. That's you. The only difference is, for whatever reason, in the life patterns, Gina, say your name one more time.
Gina.
Yeah, it's a safety factor. It's about you convincing you that it's safe. It's as simple as that. And that's going to be done step by step. And have fun with it. Just have fun with it. And I'm going to give you my story, if this helps at all. I can channel, like, when I start channeling in the group, I start channeling and I hear the masters, but I'm aware that it's me channeling them, okay? But then at the end of some of the sessions now, it's they take over my body kind of thing. And at the end, I can honestly feel like it's just one voice coming through. And sometimes it's King Arthur and sometimes it's Jesus, and I can just feel it coming through. But what I'm recognizing is, it's so much easier for me to get to those places in the comfort of my own home. So I can do that at home, like, much easier. I can do that in front of Benjamin. I can do that in front of Benjamin's stuffed animals. But to do it in front of groups, it's a whole different ballgame. And it's very similar to where I feel like you are in terms of letting your true nature to breathe. I feel like that's what it is for you, letting your true nature to breathe. Gina, your true nature is so fantastic. It is just off the charts. I mean, really, like, really, really, really. I'm going to tell you the truth. I tune into people like all day long, every day now. But when I tune into you, it's kind of like there's really no stopping you. I mean, there's no stopping you because you were just born to have it all. And it's just all there. So it's more so of you convincing yourself. Yeah, it's more so of you convincing yourself it's safe to really just be yourself again. And I feel like that's like the last piece. And I don't want to say the missing piece because it's actually getting smaller. And as I'm even talking, it's really interesting. As I'm talking, I'm watching it get smaller and smaller in terms of, like, that last piece. It just keeps getting smaller. And now I've got lights going off. So it's simply a matter of you walking it out and convincing yourself that it's safe. It's safe to come out. And as you do, it's not that you're an ET or anything, though you may be, I don't know. But as you do, you will feel safer exploring all of you. All of you. And all of you is really quite magnificent. All of you is gonna, you know, I don't know what they call it these days, but all of you is gonna sell $1 million. All of you is gonna bring in $5 million for yourself. All of you is going to change the vibration of so many earthlings. It's like, it's extraordinary, the potential that you have to help transfer those higher vibrations to this reality. And that's what your mission's all about. That's what your mission's all about. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's really, really true. It's about changing the vibration of, they keep saying the earthlings, which leads me to think that you're not an earthling. I'm pretty sure you're not. So, but that's the mission. That's why you're here. So you can count on God's favor. You can count on being in the right place in the right time. You can count on people helping you. Because it's not about you, you know, and it's so not about you. It's about your service work. So in order to do your good service work, it's like, okay, I've landed on Earth. I've come out of my spaceship. I've like settled. I put everything in the drawers now where I've given things away. And now it's time to take off my space suit and start living and breathing and bringing the vibration in. What helps me, I don't know if this can help, but I feel like it can. What helps me, because I get very caught up in self-conscious issues. You know, and I've got like a whole string of issues, and maybe they'll go away one day or maybe they won't. But when I just serve God, when I really just make it about serving God, all that stuff just goes out the window. Like it's not even there. Because it's just about serving God, and it's like whatever, you know. And I just get to that place where you know, I just start channeling Jesus, and it's like I just don't even feel me anymore inside my body, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. When I make it about me, I contract. You know, I pull in the energy. I can feel it. I pull it in. But when it's not about me, it's you know, any master that wants to come through easily. So it's like that. But you're going places. You're going places. And it's simply, but you have it all. They want you to know that. Like, literally, I see like 6-7 passports sitting in your pocket. And I know you only need one passport, but it's sort of like if you go to Epcot or something, and they have all those countries. Like, you have the keys to all the countries.
That's so weird. We're doing a party for my sister, and I just did the whole Epcot thing in the back.
There you go.
So, like, literally, like, right now, I was painting. Like literally the sign, the Epcot thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird, yeah.
Yeah, well, there
not
you go.
Not weird, because now obviously it's all connected, but
yeah. Okay, well, good. And you see how your dream state is playing with the energies that you're working on? Because what I do remember, sometimes I don't remember the teaching in the beginning, but I remember the teaching. And they talked about like my son drawing the boat and, you know, and the discipline and all, and how the energies we're working with are really the energies that my higher self's working with, and it's coming out in our dream states. And it's the same for you. Exactly the same for you. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Awesome. That Perfect. Is fantastic. You. Okay. You are so welcome. So nice
Thank
to
you
see
so
you, honey.
Much. You too.
Hi, Nayla, with the pretty earrings. Well, she looks happy. I can't hear her yet, but she looks happy.
it takes time to unmute sometimes.
That's fine.
The transmission in the beginning was awesome. So powerful. I loved it.
Aww.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I just couldn't unmute and thank you in time. so I just smiled. Well, actually, I'm feeling, majority of the time, I'm feeling really powerful because mm-hmm. I keep transmuting energy mm-hmm. in my personal life and other people's energy field,
mm-hmm.
I feel, and I'm talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend more time in nature to rebalance myself when I'm off. So I think I took my power back, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it's not reflecting on my reality, and it makes me curious why, what's happening basically, because the money is just enough, but it's just enough. Like, let's say I have a payment to make tomorrow, yes, I'm provided just enough, nothing more. I make that payment, and then again, I go in faith for another just enough payment that will arrive in time. Mm-hmm. Or it used to be better. Also, like client traffic, it used to be better. The romantic relationship, the love and attention and time that I get used to be better. So is this my time to be patient and just play with the new energies? Because my power has beautiful vibrations, the light that I feel around me, I suppose would transform things for the better, but I'm not seeing it and I'm just curious.
Okay.
I can't even feel frustrated, that's the funny thing.
Yeah, I can understand.
I'm using the energy, but I'm curious, like, what's happening?
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Neela.
And say it again, please.
Neela.
Excuse me. It's quite simple, and yet it probably will frustrate you when I say this. You are being provided for to keep you afloat. So in other words, you've got some kind of karmic contract coming in to this earth experience that you will always be provided for. You will not be on the street. Your needs will be met, but they will not be overflow unless you create that. In other words, you're being, so they're really happy that you're aware of what's occurring, in the sense that you're going to be provided the bare minimum to keep afloat, because you have reached a certain level of spiritual awareness that it's earned and it's due you. So you can always count on the bare minimums coming to you. However, if you want the good stuff, if you want the goodies, if you want the, oh, I have more than the bare minimum in all the areas of my life, then it requires you, they're saying, reaching for the stars and taking your next bold step, your next bold move. In other words, that's up to you. So it's sort of like it's their job. It's almost like a parent. It's their job to provide the bare necessities. When I say they, I mean spirit, universe. So spirit will provide the bare necessities, but it's sort of like a teenager. You know, I'll provide the bare necessities, but if you want the expensive outfits, if you want this or that, you're going to have to go get a job and make that kind of money. And it's sort of like that. So it's for you to create that. So then the next question becomes, if you're reaching these higher levels of awareness, why are you not creating and manifesting that for yourself? So they wanted to explain the first part first. So say your first name, please.
Neela.
And say it again, please.
Neela.
I feel like if you could throw a shoe at me through the computer, you would, with what I'm going to say. And I apologize ahead of time. But you need to believe in yourself more. So I don't have to duck, because I know you can't really throw a shoe at me. you need to believe in yourself more, and let me explain it. I feel like you believe in God 100%. I feel like you believe in angels 100%. I feel like you believe in my channeling 100%, being the master's energies. But when it comes to that energy flowing through you, there's still a lag time. You know, like when a computer kind of lags, and that's the problem. So what they're asking you to meditate on is the awareness of, if you believe it, if it's God, if you believe it, if it's the energy of Mother Mary, if you believe it, if it's the energy of the Ascended Masters, they're asking you to consider who you believe yourself to be. Because the thing is, the same divine energies that you're responding to so beautifully from other sources are the same energies that created you, that make up you, that are the reality of you. And when you get that, and no one can give that to you, which you figured out, But you will be supported in your bare necessities, which you've also figured out. But when you understand that nobody has more divinity, more power, more right to the keys of the kingdom than you do, you will claim it. And in your claiming it, you will advance. And your advancement,
May I ask the question?
Yes.
When I had that knowing feeling, at every time in my life, on and off, I will bring it to myself. But it goes off, then comes back. Like, why, if I am that connected, I know I am extremely connected, but let's say comparing to you, okay? When I sit down and listen to your channeling, I know I don't get the answer. But sometimes when I am frustrated, when I need answers from myself, with my personal issues, I sit down, I try to meditate, I go in the park, but I lose the connection. So that's why I'm not feeling 100% sure of my power, because I don't feel always. It's weird. When it comes to me, with other people, I can help them extremely well. I say something that changes their world. It transforms the energy. But when it comes to myself, I still need other people's help, like the way I'm needing your help. So well, I cannot compare myself here at this time.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm missing like just a couple words in the transmission, but I understand most of what you're saying. What you're saying is just to repeat it. You believe in the energies, you use the energies to help people and people get very blessed, but when you try to use the energies to help yourself, it's a little bit of a different story. So I'm gonna answer
sometimes. Sometimes it's extremely to the point, sometimes it's not.
Okay. I personally, but I'm going to get back to another issue, but let me just address that one first. Personally, I'm the same way. I can help myself, generally speaking, unless I can't. You know, if I get too lost, I get into ego. I'm basically the same way. I've got to call on other resources. Please pray for me. Let me go meditate. Let me go take 5 showers. You know, so that's just part of being human. You know, even Jesus had to like go off and be by himself to like, you know, recharge and release all the energies in order to commune back with the Father to get centered again. Does that make sense? Like even the best of the best sometimes need to go someone else and it's like, can you help me and get clarity here? But I don't feel like that is actually what they're speaking of 100%. But I understand what you're saying in the sense that if I don't know how to help myself, then I don't know what my next step is. I don't know what my next goal, like, what should I do next, or how do I do something?
And I go into anxiety, and I become human again for until further notice.
Okay.
So at this time, I'm far from comparing myself to Archangel Michael or Sananda or, you know,
okay.
I know we are from the same source, and to you or to Neda.
Okay, so let me just cut you off for a moment before I lose this, because I'm kind of losing it already. So one moment, because I had it and I lost it. One moment. So what they're sharing is the problem isn't that when you need to connect to your own source to get your answers that you're having trouble connecting. The problem is that the reason that you have problems connecting is going back to what they're suggesting, is that there's still this doubt that there's still this lack of belief in self. And it's the lack of belief in self that's still permeating within your consciousness, that then when you sit to try to tune in, it kind of builds on itself. Because if I'm sitting there, I'm not 100% confident in myself, and then I've got anxiety about a situation, then you're going to get that snowball effect of, oh, I can't get the answers, I don't know what to do, now I feel worse about myself. Do you see how it just kind of tumbles in that direction? So they're saying the antidote really isn't about how to connect to your own resources in time of need. The antidote is really about how to start, you know, it reminds me of, it's so simple, Nalon, and I have it up at my, in my kitchen, and I just put it in my bathroom. And I think it simply says, believe in yourself. I mean, it's something so, so simple, but it's something like trust and believe in yourself and your energy or whatever. But when I use it, it's really to keep reminding me of exactly what we're speaking of, that there's really nobody out there that has access to any energies I don't have access to, because we're all the same. Like, how could they possibly? We're all divinity. We're all connected to the same divinity. So it's more so of what they're saying. You look like a lotus flower when you're doing that, by the way, with the petals. Really interesting. It's more so of you getting very clear about that. Not during times of stress, not during times of, well, now I need to tune in, but simply in general, like emphatically. It's really about, wait a minute, one moment. Say your name again, please.
Nada.
Okay, I'm gonna say it this way. It's sort of like you're still waiting for someone else's approval. You're still waiting to see how someone else responds to your invitation to do Reiki, or responds to your invitation to do a class, or responds to your invitation for a date, or whatever it may be. There's like a part of you that's still waiting for the outcome result to give you the grade to let you know if you're okay, if you've got it, if you're one with God, if you're one with the angels, as opposed to knowing it before the vibration ripple goes out. Does that make sense? There's still,
it's a vicious circle.
It's a vicious circle, but they're saying it's going to end. And the way it ends,
Oh good.
Okay, we got our humor, okay. It's very important. So the way it ends is by you is by you getting really crystal clear of who you are. Of who you are without needing the validation or the feedback from any external reality. And that's where I feel like the cord was twisted a little bit. So whether it was the way you were socialized or your childhood or whatever it was, they're saying it actually doesn't matter what it was, because now we're correcting with. It's sort of like if the cable man comes in and he's trying to fix your cable because your cable's out, and he's looking at the wires and the wires are all twisted, and you're sitting there explaining to him, well, like, do you need to know how the wires got twisted? Because I think it happened when my roommate moved in. I think it was a Tuesday. And what happened is she was bringing her sofa and she was dragging it across the cords. You know, or maybe that's not what happened. Maybe it was when I had my friend's dog over and maybe he chewed the cord. Like, as if the cable man needs to know the why. The bottom line is the cords are twisted and you just need new cords, right? He doesn't need to know why, when, what day it was. Was it the cat? Was it the, you know, whatever. So they're saying it's the same as that. It's the same as realizing that you need new cords. And the cord has to come from divinity, whatever name you call that, to you. And it's about your relationship with divinity. And that's where the focus needs to be. Not how many people signed up or didn't sign up. So, you know, like, for example, Wednesday night I had, I don't know, 17 people or something like that. And today I have 2 people. But the thing is, I understand that I have the connection with spirit. And there's a reason we're working together. And there's a reason why 17 people are working with the energies on Wednesday. But that to say, that like the 2 people today, it's like, oh no, did I lose the connection? It's like, how many people show up or don't show up isn't a reflection of my relationship with my divinity. I don't know if that makes sense, but It's that kind of thing. It's that kind of thing that everything is going to reflect your relationship with divinity. And when you get so crystal clear about that, that nobody can touch that, that is when the world will mirror that back to you. Do you get that?
Yes, but before the Kumbhon, before I experienced this shift, I'm still experiencing, I'm in a good place. Before that, I was seeing less of me.
You were seeing what?
Less of that power. It was less than what it is right
gotcha.
Now, the power that I felt.
Gotcha.
So now that it's more, and now that I know my worth more, I told it will get better, you know, like direct proportion. I was like, because I'm radiating more light, why did other areas dim in a way? Like, how does it work? That, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Because I understand. Can you say your first name, please?
Neila.
This is about your time with you. I feel like it's a timing thing. This is about, it's sort of like you want the reflection because you've got more of the connection and it's stronger. So like, where is it in the external? Shouldn't it show up on the computer screen? Because I just draw this picture. Why isn't it showing up on my computer screen? And what they're saying is this is really, it's almost like a personal retreat time. This is about not focusing on what the external is reflecting back to you, as much as understanding this is about you healing. This is about you really getting this for you. So I want you to think of anybody that you admire and respect, whether it's Netta or Doreen Virtue or whoever you think has it going on in terms of spiritual awareness and gifts. You're really in that same category in terms of your gifts, in terms of your natural abilities to serve. So it's about you taking this time to anchor that in in a way that serves you. Because the thing is, if you're engaged in serving others, but you're not, the quality of energies that you reflect back to you are not equal. So if I'm in the business of serving others, but I don't honor the divinity I see in others, I don't honor the divinity I see in myself as much as I see honor the divinity I see in others, you're going to be out of balance. So what they're saying is, as you build your foundation to honor the energies that you see in you to the same extent that you do for others, that is when you'll have the breakthrough. You'll see it manifest in all areas of your life. In other words, to say it another way, is how do I say this? Give me one moment, Neela. There's no doubt that you're experiencing heightened awareness. There's no doubt about it. And what they're saying is that that's a tribute to who you are. So they're saying that's the whole point. It's like you're a Mary Magdalene in disguise. You're as high, you have the same high spiritual awareness and the access to those high higher dimensional vibration and realities as the best of the best. So that the energies are here and you can easily attune to them. And they're saying like that's their point, right? Like you have that. So why don't you have the self-recognition for somebody that can have that? Am I making sense? In other words, yes. It's a self-image.
Seriously, I thought I was doing good in that area also. Apparently, I need more work, which is okay. I'll try to find more ways of doing that. Because I really told, I'm trusting myself more. More in the flow of the energy. Like let's say before starting a spiritual counseling session, I used to freak out, but now I'm just in the moment, I ask for help and I say just the perfect things to the client and they always, you know, I trust more.
Okay.
But apparently I need more work. It's okay. But you didn't mention anything about my relationship, like how it is reflecting less of everything in my relationship as well. Like, I get the bare necessities in the material world, but in every area of my life, I'm experiencing this, like less of everything.
Everything in your life is reflecting to you what you think you're worth. Oh, I'm so sorry to tell you that, but it's truth.
But so heightened awareness made it worse, basically.
Yes, because now you have more power. Now you're using more power with your beliefs.
Oh, shit. I'm fueling it with more. Oh, God. You know, shirt, like the shirt they are selling on Facebook, exhale the... Inhale the good shit, exhale the bullshit. Did you see that
shirt? I did not see that shirt. Oh, Lordy. Okay, so you understand what's going on?
What should I do, Seth? I say good morning to Mother Mary. I talk to Archangel Michael all the time.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what you do. It's fantastic to have guru devotion. So what they're saying is what you're doing is a bit of guru devotion in the sense that you're honoring Mother Mary, you're honoring whoever else it is you're honoring. So the question is, are you honoring them as gurus or are you honoring them as equals to yourself?
Well, I'm talking to them like equals. I just made really good progress.
Okay.
I'm like buddies with them now.
Okay. So in other words, what they're asking you to do is to honor yourself the way you would honor Mother Mary.
Which means do what? Like I already talk to myself and, you know, like I'm doing all the right things. That's why.
Okay. All right. So hold on. So here's something that you can do. Do you have an altar where you would like put up a picture of Mother Mary or somebody like that?
I have an altar, but I don't use it, to be honest.
Okay. So you can create your own altar. So if you're looking for something to do, find a picture of yourself that you like, that you can look at and be like, I'm pleased with that. And imagine setting up an altar the way you would for a favorite deity. So put up your picture, light a candle, put a pretty flower, crystal, and honor the deity within you. Does that make sense?
I'll do it.
Okay, but what they're saying is what they're saying to kind of summarize this is you don't have to do that. But if you're looking for something to do, it's a ritual that has a lot of purpose because when people perform rituals and you light a candle or an incense in honor of Jesus or someone that you're looking to connect to energetically, by doing that with your own picture, what you're doing is recognizing your own divinity. And what you're doing is recognizing your own worth. And what you're doing is honoring that and identifying with that. And that's what's needed. That's what is needed at this time. And so it's interesting, and I'll leave you with this, but you know, it really hit me with that little Facebook thing that I sent you, and I'll share this with Gina before we close. I saw this and it made me think of Nela. And it was from Roseanne Barr, and there are a lot of things people can say about Roseanne Barr. Do you know who Roseanne Barr is? Gina, okay. There are a lot of things people can say. But what she did manage to do was get herself celebrity status, and she got herself a lot of power in this lifetime, whatever you think about what she did with that power. So what she said is the problem is that women don't understand that power is never given to you. You just have to simply take it. And that really struck me because it's in a way, it's very true. You know, it's like we're, and it's in a way, it's sort of like what the master said in the beginning of their talk today, because it's sort of like, you know, ascension is not gonna come in a package, you know, like Color War, where packages just come from the sky. It's not just gonna drop down. we in fact have to take it. We have to take our power. We have to create it. And that's their message to you. Their message to you is that it's time to simply switch out the cable cords and put some new cords with direct attunement to your higher self, and to recognize, to recognize that you're Netta. You know, Netta is her spiritual guide, goddess, person in human form that you think is very talented and gifted and you go to for spiritual guidance. You're Netta, is what they're trying to say to you.
I have to talk to someone else because she also says, I don't know, to some question. I want someone who knows it.
Because the thing is, you're still looking at without rather than within. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Nicole, I'm sorry, Gina, thank you for your patience. But yes or, may I get a yes or no question that's going to fill everything? Like, a few nights ago, I got up and I did all the math, how do they call it? Like, some writing, like channeling for myself.
Okay.
Was it checked or did the mind get in the way?
And say your name for me.
This is so important. Nayla.
Yes and yes. Some of it was channeling, some of it was mind.
See, I knew that. That's why I don't believe in myself. Here you go.
Okay. But the only way to... It's a process, but what I can tell you is you have more power to create it than you think. And I'll leave you with this, and then I'll just check with Gina before we close. I'll leave you with this. You don't have my story about when I went to SeaWorld. Everyone knows my story at this point. So when I was in SeaWorld, it was like the 888 energies and the Lionsgate and all that. And what it did for me was it just brought up intense fears. So what I realized at that point was, you know, I had a choice. I could either walk through life immobilized by fear, or I can just decide to push through it. And to be honest, there was a part of me that just realized that it was like I had enough of living with fear. And if I push through it, you know, if I just break down and die in SeaWorld, then to be honest, Nayland, it was like, so be it. So be it. Because I would rather die trying to break through it than live with it anymore. And it's really how I felt. And I thought, yeah, but I have Benjamin. I'm like, well, then someone's gonna have to take care of Benjamin because I just have to do this because this is like enough already. And it was really quite intense. So I just walked through the fear. It's like I literally walked up to it and just held the intention of walking through it. And when I walked through it, do you know I could hear the master's voices audibly, like they were standing right next to me, and they talked nonstop to me for like 3 hours. 3 hours, nonstop. Da da da. 3 hours. I mean, like, it was like Lewis, Benjamin, me, and the masters for 3 hours, nonstop. Like, they were with me because I broke through, because I walked up to it, and it was like it required me using my will to walk through the energy. And it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. So that's what they're suggesting to you. Instead of like, well, I don't know how to start believing in myself. Make a decision to believe in yourself no matter how it takes. Use all your might, all your willpower, and walk through it. I mean, I wish I could give you an easier formula, but if you start holding that attitude, spirit will support it. Spirit will support it. And the beauty is the heightened energies will also give you the quickened feedback. So you're getting feedback about where you are now. As you start making those movements, you will get feedback. You will get very quick positive feedback as you do that. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. So before we leave, Gina, I just want to make sure you didn't have any other questions since we just have a couple minutes, if you want.
If they have anything else to let me know, if not, we're good.
Okay. And say your name again, please.
Gina.
You were almost there. Gina, you were so close, it's not even funny. I mean, honestly. I see you in the sun. Like, there's a sun just all around you. Say your name again, please.
Gina.
Allow it. allow it. Allow it to take place. They're saying that you already know what to do. There's nothing you really need to learn. It's more so of just allowing what's already there. Allow it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. I'll leave awesome. You with that.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, so nice to see you. Indeed, it is a holy experience, a holy opportunity when masters come together to discuss various ideas, come together to support each other in the expansion of faith and the expansion of allowance of the true nature of self. Truly, you are the masters and you are learning and affording yourselves the gift of mastering yourself. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.